Abdominal cavity and peritoneum. Abdominal cavity is the space bounded by the abdominal walls, the diaphragm, and the pelvis. It's usually arbitrarily separated from the pelvic cavity by a plane across the superior aperture of the pelvis. Peritoneum, the serous sac or membrane lining the cavity of the abdomen and that is folded over the viscera. Abdominal cavity is the largest cavity. It encloses the peritoneal cavity between its parietal and visceral layers. Parietal layer clings to the wall of parietes. Layer is intimately, while the visceral layer is intimately adherent to viscera consigned. So their vascular supply and nerve supply are same as the parietes and viscera respectively. Nine regions of abdomen. For the purpose of describing the location of viscera, the abdomen is divided into nine regions by four imaginary planes, two horizontal and two vertical. The horizontal planes are the transpyloric and transtubercular planes. The vertical planes are the right and left lateral planes. The transpyloric plane of Addison passes midway between the suprasternal notch and the pubic symphysis. It lies roughly a hand's breadth below the xiphosternal joint. Anteriorly, it passes through the tips of the ninth costal cartilage and posteriorly through the body of the vertebra L1 near its lower border. Organs present on this plane are pylorus of stomach, beginning of duodenum, neck of pancreas, and hilar of the kidneys. The transtubercular plane passes through the tubercles of the iliac crest around the waist region and the body of vertebra lumbar 5 near its upper border. The right and left lateral planes correspond to the midclavicular or mammary lines. Each of these vertical planes passes through the midinguinal point, the midinguinal joint, and crosses the tip of the ninth costal cartilage. The nine regions mapped out in this way are arranged in three vertical zones, median, right, and left. From above downwards, the median regions are epigastric, umbilical, and hypogastric. The right and left regions in the same order are hypochondriac, lumbar, and iliac. So let's look at the positions of organs according to the regions of the abdomen. In the right hypochondrium, we have the liver and the gallbladder. In the left hypochondrium, we have the spleen, the left colic flexure. In the epigastric region, we have the stomach, the duodenum, and the pancreas. In the right lumbar region, we have the right kidney and urethra and ascending colon. In the left lumbar, we have the left kidney and urethra and descending colon. In the umbilical region, we have the aorta, the inferior vena cava, the chorus of small intestine. In the right iliac fossa, we have the cecum, the vermiform appendix. In the left iliac fossa, we have the sigmoid colon. In the hypogastric region, we have the urinary bladder, chorus of small intestine, and large uterus. Peritoneum. The peritoneum, from the Greek word, means stretched over, is a large serous membrane lining the abdominal cavity. Histologically, it is composed of an outer layer of fibrous tissue, which gives strength to the membrane, and an inner layer of mesothelial cells made up of squamous cells which secrete a serous or watery fluid which lubricates the surface, thus allowing free movements of viscera. The peritoneum is in the form of a closed sac which is invaginated by a number of viscera. As a result, the peritoneum is divided into an outer or parietal layer, an inner or visceral layer, and folds of peritoneum by which the viscera are suspended. Let's consider the parietal peritoneum. It lines the inner surface of the abdominal and pelvic walls and the lower surface of the diaphragm. It is loosely attached to the walls by extraperitoneal connective tissue and can therefore be easily stripped. Embryologically, it is derived from the somatopleuric layer of the lateral plate mesoderm. Its blood supply and nerve supply are the same as those of the overlying body wall. Because of the somatic innervation, parietal peritoneum is pain sensitive. Visceral peritoneum. It lines the outer surface of the viscera, to which it is firmly adherent and cannot be stripped. In fact, it forms a path and parcel of the viscera. Embryologically, it is derived from the splanopleuric layer of the lateral plate mesoderm. Its blood supply and nerve supply are the same as those of the underlying viscera. Because of the autonomic innervation, visceral peritoneum evokes pain when viscera is stretched. Ischemic, that is local anemia due to mechanical obstruction of the blood supply, or distended. Let's look at the folds of the peritoneum. Many organs within the abdomen are suspended by folds of peritoneum. Such organs are mobile. The degree and direction of mobility are governed by the size and direction of the peritoneum fold. Other organs are fixed and immobile. They rest directly on the posterior abdominal wall and may be covered by peritoneum on one side. Such organs are said to be retroperitoneal. Some organs are suspended by peritoneal folds in early embryonic life, but later become retroperitoneal. Okay, let's consider the relations of peritoneum to various viscera. In the intraperitoneal or intraperitoneal, we have the stomach, jejunum, ileum, cecum, appendix. Then organs which are partially covered by peritoneum are ascending colon, descending colon, and rectum. Organs that are retroperitoneal are duodenum, pancreas, kidney, ureter, suprarenal gland. Organs that are subperitoneal are urinary bladder, prostate, seminal vesicles, cervicuteri, vagina. So apart from allowing mobility, the peritoneal folds provide pathways for passage of vessels, nerves, and lymphatics. Peritoneal folds are given various names. In general, the name of the fold is made up of the prefix mes or meso, followed by the name of the organ, e.g., the fold suspending the small intestine or enteron is called the mesentery, and a fold suspending part of the colon is called mesocolon. Large peritoneal folds attached to the stomach are called omenta, singular of which is omentum, which means cover. In many situations, double-layered folds of peritoneum connect organs to the abdominal wall or to each other. Such folds are called ligaments. This may be named after the structures they connect. For example, the gastrosplenic ligament connects the stomach to the spleen. Other folds are named according to their shape, e.g. the triangular ligaments of the liver. Let's take note of this. Under abnormal circumstances, there may be collection of fluid called ascites, or of blood called hemoperitoneum, of air called pneumoperitoneum within the peritoneal cavity. The peritoneal cavity is divided broadly into two parts. The main larger part is known as the greater sac, and the smaller part situated behind the stomach, the lesser omentum, and the liver is known as the omenta bossa or the lesser sac. The two sacs communicate with each other through the epiploic foramen or foramen of Winslow or opening into the lesser sac. Let's look at the sex difference between the peritoneum. In the male, the peritoneum is a closed sac lined by mesothelium or flattened epithelium, which is squamous epithelium. The female peritoneum has the following distinguishing features. Why? Because of their structures of the their reproductive structures makes it different from the male. So what are the distinguishing features? One, the peritoneal cavity communicates with the exterior through the uterine tubes. The peritoneum covering the ovaries is lined by cubical epithelium. The peritoneum covering the fimbriae is lined by columnar ciliated epithelium. So let's consider the functions of the peritoneum. It aids in the movement of the viscera because of the slippery surface, and it permits peristaltic movement in stomach and in intestine. It also serves as protection of the viscera. The peritoneum contains various phagocytic cells which guard against infection. Lymphocytes present in normal peritoneal fluid provide both cellular and humoral immunological defense mechanisms. The greater omentum has the power to move towards sites of infection and to seal them, thus preventing spread of infection. For this reason, the greater omentum is often designated as the policeman of the abdomen. Absorption and dialysis. The peritoneum also functions in healing power and adhesions, and it also functions for the storage of fat. Now let's look at the features of the peritoneal folds. The features. The abdominal part of the fagot is suspended by mesenteries, both ventrally and dorsally. The ventral mesentery of the fagot is called the ventral mesogastrium, and the dorsal mesentery is called dorsal mesogastrium. Gastrium means stomach. The ventral mesogastrium becomes divided by the developing liver into a ventral part and a dorsal part. The ventral part forms the ligaments of the liver, namely the fasciform, which in Latin means sickle-shaped ligament, the right and left triangular ligament, the superior and inferior layers of the coronary ligament. The dorsal part of the ventral mesogastrium forms the lesser omentum. The fate of the dorsal mesogastrium is as follows. The greater or colder part of the dorsal mesogastrium becomes greatly elongated and forms the greater omentum. The spleen develops in relation to the cranial part of the dorsal mesogastrium and divides it into dorsal and ventral parts. The ventral part forms the gastrosplenic ligament, while the dorsal part forms the linorenal ligament. The cranial most part of the dorsal mesogastrium forms the gastrophrenic ligament. The midgut and hindgut have only a dorsal mesentery, which forms the mesentery of jejunum and ileum, the mesoappendix, the transverse mesocolon, and the sigmoid mesocolon. The mesenteries of the duodenum, the ascending colon, the descending colon, and the rectum are lost during development. Greater omentum. The greater omentum, which in Latin means apron, is a large fold of peritoneum which hangs down the greater curvature of the stomach like an apron and covers the loops of intestines to a varying extent. It is made up of four layers of peritoneum, all of which are fused together to form a thin fenestrated membrane containing variable quantity of fat and small arteries and veins. The content of the greater omentum: 1. The right and left gastroepiploic vessels anastomoses with each other in the interval between the first two layers of the greater omentum, a little below the greater curvature of the stomach. It is often laddered with fat. The functions of the greater omentum: it is a storehouse of fat. It protects the peritoneal cavity against infection because of the presence of macrophages in it. Collections of macrophages form small, dense patches known as milky spots, which are visible to the naked eyes. It also limits the spread of infection by moving to the site of infection and sealing it off from the surrounding areas. On this account, the greater omentum is also known as the policeman of the abdomen. The greater omentum forms a partition between the supracolic and infracolic compartment of the greater sac. Lesser omentum. This is a fold of peritoneum which extends from the lesser curvature of the stomach and the first 2 centimeters of the duodenum to the liver. The portion of the lesser omentum between the stomach and the liver is called the hepatogastric ligament, and the portion between the duodenum and the liver is called the hepatoduodenal ligament. Behind the lesser omentum, there lies a part of the lesser sac. The lesser omentum has a free right margin behind which there is the epiploic foramen. The greater and lesser sac communicates through this foramen. Content of the lesser omentum. The right free margin of the lesser omentum contains 1. The proper hepatic artery, 2. The portal vein, 3. The bile duct, 4. Lymph node and lymphatics, 5. The hepatic plexus of nerves, all enclosed in a perivascular fibrous sheet. Along the lesser curvature of the stomach and along the upper border of the adjoining part of the duodenum, it contains 1. The right gastric vessels, 2. The left gastric vessels, 3. The gastric group of lymph nodes and lymphatics, 4. Branches from the gastric nerves. Now let's look at mesentery. The mesentery in Greek means fold of intestine. Of the small intestine or mesentery proper is a broad fan-shaped fold of peritoneum which suspends the coils of jejunum on an ileum from the posterior abdominal wall. The border of mesentery. The attached border or root of the mesentery is 15 cm long and is directed from the duodenal jejunal flexure of the left side of the vertebra lumbar 2 to the upper part of tight sacroiliac joint. It crosses the following structure. The third part of the duodenum, where the superior mesenteric vessels enter into it, the abdominal aorta, the inferior vena cava, the right urethra, the right psoas major, that is the groin muscle. The free or intestinal border is 6 meters long and is thrown into plates. It is attached to the gut, forming its visceral peritoneum or serous coat. The breadth of the mesentery is maximum and is about 20 centimeters in the central part, but gradually diminishes towards both the ends. Content of mesentery. Jejunal and iliac branches of the superior mesenteric artery, accompanying veins, autonomic nerve plexus, lymphatics or lacteals, 100 to 200 lymph nodes and connective tissue with fat, mesoappendix. It is a small triangular fold of peritoneum which suspends the vermiform appendix from the posterior surface of the lower end of the mesentery close to the ileocecal junction. Usually the fold extends up to the tip of the appendix, but sometimes it fails to reach the distal one third or so. It contains vessels, nerves, lymph nodes, and lymphatics of the appendix. Let's look at in details the subdivisions of the peritoneal cavity. The peritoneal cavity can be divided into the greater and lesser peritoneal sacs. The greater sac comprises the majority of the peritoneal cavity. The lesser sac, also known as the omental bossa, is smaller and lies posterior to the stomach and lesser omentum. The greater sac. The greater sac is the larger portion of the peritoneal cavity. It is further divided into 2 compartments. By the mesentery of the transverse colon, known as the transverse mesocolon. 1. You have the supracolic compartment, which lies above the transverse mesocolon and contains the stomach, liver, and spleen. 2. Is the infracolic compartment. It lies below the transverse mesocolon and contains the small intestine, ascending and descending colon. The infracolic compartment is further divided into left and right infracolic spaces by the mesentery of the small intestine. The supracolic and infracolic compartments are connected by the paracolic goiters, which lie between the posterior lateral abdominal wall and the lateral aspect of the ascending or descending colon. The lesser sac, or the omenta bossa. The lesser sac lies posterior to the stomach and lesser omentum. It allows the stomach to move freely against the structures posterior and inferior to it. The omenta bossa is connected with the greater sac through an opening in the omenta bossa, the epiploic foramen of Winslow. The epiploic foramen is situated posterior to the free edge of the lesser omentum, the hepatoduodenal ligament. Transverse mesocolon. This is a broad fold of peritoneum which suspends the transverse colon from the upper part of the posterior abdominal wall. It contains the middle colic vessels, the nerves, lymph nodes, and lymphatics of the transverse colon. Sigmoid mesocolon. This is a triangular, in Greek, S-shaped fold of peritoneum which suspends the sigmoid colon from the pelvic wall. It contains the left limbs, the sigmoid vessels in the left limb, the superior rectal vessels, nerves, lymph nodes, and lymphatics in the right limb of the sigmoid colon. Epiploic foramen or omenta foramen or foramen of Winslow. It can also be called additus or opening to the lesser sac. This is a vertical slit-like opening through which the lesser sac communicates with the greater sac. The foramen is situated behind the right free margin of the lesser omentum at the level of the 12th thoracic vertebra. Let's look at the boundaries of this epiploic foramen. Anteriorly, it is bounded by the right free margin of the lesser omentum containing the portal vein, proper hepatic artery, and the bile duct. Posteriorly, the inferior vena cava, the right suprarenal gland, and T12 vertebra. Superiorly, caudate process of the liver. Inferiorly, first part of the duodenum, and the horizontal part of the hepatic artery. The end.